Well, you have two particular versions, the two main ones. You have Senate Bill 1, that is sponsored by Senator Jeff Waldstreicher, and it looks to restrict where firearms can be carried at specific locations. And then you have House Bill 824, that's sponsored by Delegate Luke Clippinger of Baltimore City. And that was approved. That looks at more of the permitting of specific people who will not be able to receive a wear and carry permit. It could be someone who may have a mental issue and with a propensity for violence. So those type of stimulations.
You know, every piece of legislation that's passed, that's important to somebody. There is a constituency for it. So I think it's highly unfair for me to say, hey, Will, what's the most important thing that passed? But certainly, as reporters, we can look at some unusual legislation, stuff that will affect a lot of people. What else caught your eye this session?
Well, the one that I followed, that was probably one of the most emotional bills this year, dealt with child sexual abuse. And that was sponsored by Delegate C.T. Wilson of Charles County, who has pushed for this legislation for at least since 2017. And what it would do is basically give support for those survivors who of child sexual abuse to file civil rights claims in court. And what made this legislation even so big is that Governor Moore, according to his schedule, will be one of the first bills he signs.
You know, you took us to Governor Moore, and it's important to look at his performance here. I know that one thing that was unusual, governors rarely would go to the State House to testify, and he did that a few times. How did he do his first time around here?
Well, he is looked at as almost like a rock star whenever he testified. And here's why it's such a big deal, even for lawmakers and advocates who come to Annapolis every single year for session. Under Governor Larry Hogan, he always sent much of his staff to testify. In Governor Moore's first 3 months, he testified on several pieces of legislation. And I remember Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, she said, "It's important to see your face, Governor, to show that you care about the legislation that you are pushing to support." That symbolism helped a lot.